Phil. And who's from Thackerville here? Okay, from surrounding areas? I had that funny feeling. It's a women's establishment here, I think. It's bloody large, isn't it? I mean, I'm in building 3700. It's like, it took me, when I left my room, it took us 3 hours to drive to this theater here, so. Unbelievable. Anyway. Yes, thank you, sir. Madam. Okay. Thank you. I have to thank my dear friend for many years. We met in, well, it's disputable when we met, because he thinks we met 3 years earlier than I did, but then I think I must have been stoned for 3 years. But anyway, it's a cheap shot. Dear Steve Miller, I can't thank him enough. It's been many decades, it's just wonderful. We did a couple of shows a couple of years ago, did some amphitheaters and in the summer, and said, we've got to do this again, so let's do a whole summer. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen, we're filling the whole summer. the press conference is later, madam, so, but I don't have any cameras. So this is a number that I've been doing since I wrote it, and I don't think there's more than a couple of shows that I've done that I haven't played it, and it's a favorite of mine from an album, originally it was from an album called Frankie's Camel.
Thank you.
would never be a surprise. Well, you had to raise a dream. You could only wake me up. My mind is turning slower. Never do I accept defeat. I'm not afraid to die. Having a good time so far? So are we. Sounds great in here, and you are fantastic. Thank you so much. I did something recently that I haven't done in a few years now, quite a few years, and I actually dropped a single. We used to say released a single, but now you've got to drop one. So I dropped it. And it was 12-inch, so it didn't break. Everything was fine. And it's a true story. And it's a story about one Sunday morning. I had this crash in the bathroom, and there's a big window there and onto a balcony. And I went and had a look, and there was this bird about this big. All right, fish this big, I know. So it was that big. It was American coot, I found out later. And it had smashed into the window and knocked itself out, and it was just like all like, help me. You know, so I Googled how to save a bird on a balcony on the ninth floor. And very, very nice wildlife preserve lady came on and gave me all the information. A little bit too much information for me, because she said that unfortunately the American coot is only one of a handful of species that will only take off from water. So I wonder why it hadn't left after it got well. So. She said, do you have a lake or a river near you? So I said, yes, I live in Nashville, so there's a river right down there. And I took the bird, I took it to the river. And I'll tell you more about it over here. I'm moving over here now. Thank you very much. Yes. The last thing about this song is, I know when we say bands are going to do, artists are going to do a new number, the wife says, "Hun, don't get the beer, I'll get the t-shirt," you know. So probably not a good time to do that. Right now, good, you already got the t-shirt. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So what we'd like you to do, it would make us feel really good if at the end of it, it's a new song, you don't know it, but at the end of it, if you were to applaud as if we just finished playing Do You Feel Like We Do? Yeah, something like that, but double that. So, this is it. Called I Saved a Bird Today.
Somebody to understand. We all need somebody.
I did this this instrumental on an album called Fingerprints, which actually is the only album I've ever got a Grammy for, so I'm very proud of that. And it was because of the brilliance of the material, which was written by the singer of Soundgarden. When I first heard it, I realized this was possibly one of the best songs I'd ever heard, you know, and I still feel that way. And I couldn't believe my luck when I got to record it, and the drummer Matt Cameron from Pearl Jam and Soundgarden, and Mike McCready from Pearl Jam came and joined me on this track. They obviously were very, very close, and I became friends with Chris Cornell. And he invited me to play this song on stage with him, which I will never forget. So I would like to take this opportunity to dedicate this song to Chris Cornell, his wife Vicky, and their two children.
Yeah. Oh,
from her. It's a lot of money. I'll give you all I have left right now. I'll give you money. I'll give you love every day. Thank you. please, Mr. Adam Lester on guitar there. Adam. This one we're going to do, I took a bit of a trip down. This is in 19... or just before then. And I took a trip to Nassau. I live in Nashville, Nassau, in the Bahamas. And I rented a small cottage on the beach there, and I had 3 weeks to write an album. That was the way it worked in those days. On the road all year, then 3 weeks to write the album and 6 weeks to record it and back on the road. So I felt quite a bit of pressure having to damn album in 3 weeks. The unfortunate thing, first of all, was when I got there, I ran into Alvin Lee of 10 Years After. That's a great thing. The only unfortunate thing is we didn't get much done. So there's a lot of, you know, and other stuff going on. You know. So I pretty much ruined the first 2 weeks. So the last week, I woke up on that beginning of the last week, and I thought, I better get my shit together here and write some songs. You know. So I picked up my acoustic, before, I don't know, about 20 minutes, I started to come up with something that I thought was pretty good, it ended up being Show Me the Way. So I thought that's enough work for today. I had no idea. I just thought, well, that's pretty good. That's one of the better ones I've written in a while, so that'll be okay. That's one for the album. So I thought, have a swim and have lunch. You can't eat lunch and then swim, otherwise you die, right? I had lunch and then came back in and I thought, well, I better give it another go. I've got another 8 or 9 songs to write. So just before the sun started to set, I wrote the same day I wrote this one. Don't hesitate. season. I've been trying to have one of those days again. Anyway, this guitar came back to me after 30 years. I got given it in 1970, so it's on Humble Pie's Rock in the Fillmore. And Rock On. And all my solo records. Unfortunately, in 1980, there was a little accident and it got mislaid on a runway somewhere in South America, in Caracas. So I just thought it was gone. For 30 years, I didn't think about it too much. Gibson made me a copy, but it really wasn't a copy. It wasn't, you know, it was just another guitar. And I was happy with that. And then one day someone sent me from Caracas, sent me an email. I opened it up and inside were about a dozen forensically taken shots of this guitar right now. So 30 years later, I got it back, and the first number that I just posted a little video of the story of it. On Facebook today, so you can check it out if you want. But it's a video, I think she's watching it now. The first number I ever played with it when I got it back with the band is this one. So.
Oh,
bass, Mr. Dave LaPierre. On the drums, Mr. Dan Wojciechowski. Last but by no means least, my wingman on guitar, Mr. Adam Lester. Do you feel like I do? Like we do.